Good morning. My name is Ed Hollihan, and this is The View from Here. Are you getting excited? Silly question, I know. Who isn't excited about the big weekend of jumping over at the Snowflake Ski Club outside of Westby? Have you got your cowbells ready? Mary and I bought a new set this year from the Hirschbergers over by Avalanche. There's nothing quite like the sound of 1,000 cowbells clanging away as a brightly jumpsuited Adonis comes racing down the in-run. I've heard it so many times as a jumper, and I can tell you that there is no thrill in the world to match it. Many is the time that I've come to in an ambulance with the sound of those bells still ringing in my ears. At least I think it was the cowbells. Maybe it was the concussion. Oh, anyway, I guess you know by now that I'm much better at the initial stages of the jump than I am at finishing it. In my 127 officially sanctioned jumps, I've yet to score a point for distance, landing, or the outrun. Man, I would love to make it to the outrun one of these days. You see, ski jumping is one of the few sports that has both objective points, like how far did you jump, and style points. How good did you look while you were doing it? I have been trying for years to add certain categories for the judges to consider in their evaluation of a jump. At last year's annual Ski Jumping Standards Convention in Lillehammer, I implored my colleagues to consider pluck, effort, and grace while in severe pain to be considered in the judging. I wish the proposal had fared better, but when the laughter died down, the vote was 883-1 against. Oh well. But back to Snowflake. Everyone who is anyone in the world of ski jumping will be there. Gunnars Gunnarsson, Nitro Nordskagen, Pukka Pekkasen, and even Nuki Nielsen, the jumping genius of the Jutland. Champions, all of them. It's the best event in North America, bar none. Iron Mountain, Schmiern Mountain. Snowflake is where it's at. Yes, all the best men and women jumpers are on hand, and I was so looking forward to joining them again, if they'd let me, on that stairway to the top. But alas, it's not to be. No, I'm going to miss jumping in the event for the second year in a row, and that's a real bummer. I had pretty much healed up from the disaster of 2014. You remember when I stepped off the side of the in-run and tumbled down the full length of the ascent stairs. Well, 3 weeks ago, I went sledding with Ella down our famously fast driveway and made the mistake of turning to take a picture of my girl in the sled behind me. She says that I left the track spinning after my sled clipped the edge of that culvert. I wish that I had had my phone in video mode. That would have been something. Instead, I got a rather disturbing photo of Ella with a horrified look on her face as her grampy went airborne over that rocky gully. When I regained consciousness, there they were, sweet Ella, Suze, and Mary, standing over me, enthusiastically ringing our new cowbells, trying to make me feel better. Even though I won't be jumping, I will most certainly be at Snowflake for the entire event. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Yep, Eddie Ragdoll Hollihan will be signing autographs both Friday and Saturday at Snowflake's Rod and Gun Club, and on Sunday at WDRT on Main Street between 9 and noon during Symphony Sunday. If you're lucky, the kids will get to try on one of my famous "I can't believe he survived that crash" helmets. Look for me in my signature blaze orange jumpsuit and cracked headgear. Mary is fond of saying, "Honey, if you ever get shot wearing that jumpsuit, I'll know it was on purpose." Well, I've taken enough of your time. And besides, the pins in my hip are killing me. Oh, hey, it's after 8. You need to get your family bundled up and ready for the day. Open training starts at 11 this morning. The opening ceremonies commence at 7 p.m. with the competition under the lights, directly thereafter. Now remember, take it easy on the hooch. It actually lowers your body temperature. And always leave a clear lane for the paramedics. As a jumper, I really appreciate that particular courtesy.